Yes, welcome to Outside the Box, where the abnormal is normal in our occasional series of unique and unusual people. Today's topic is Peace Pilgrim. Until her mid-40s, Mildred Norman Ryder seemed like your average Joanna, working as a secretary for various businesses and organizations. But in 1953, she gave up her name and became just Peace Pilgrim. For the next 28 years, she walked around the country, bringing a message of love for fellow humans, peace in the world, and what she called harmonious principles for human living to audiences throughout the United States. Peace, as she was affectionately called, responded to an all-night walk in the woods and a 15-year period of self-reflection by deciding, in her words, to dedicate my life to service. This culminated in 1952 when she hiked the entire Appalachian Trail from April to October, becoming the first woman to do it. She realized that she could walk continuously and talk about her journey to peace. So she divested herself of all possessions and hit the road on the 1st of January, 1953, wearing a tunic with the words Peace Pilgrim on the front and Walking Coast to Coast for Peace on the back. She walked until she was offered shelter and fasted until offered food and drink. She had no money. There were plenty of days when she had little or nothing to eat and nights when she slept under bridges or in hayfields. Still, she kept walking, believing that if she radiated peace to others, they would be peaceful in return. She spoke forcefully to groups, thousands of them, about how she had given up self-interest for what she called God-centered interest, and how they could too. Finally, she said that inner peace could lead to outer peace for individuals, governments, and the world. From 1953 to 1981, she walked across the U.S. 7 times, an estimated 43,000 miles. Her simple but convincing message was, quote, "This is the way of peace. Overcome evil with good, falsehood with truth, and hatred with love." End quote. It wasn't just what she said that affected her listeners, but that she literally walked her talk. She changed the beliefs and lives of thousands who heard her. Ironically, Peace Pilgrim died in an auto accident in 1981 while traveling to a speaking engagement. However, her contributions have been preserved by a group called Friends of Peace Pilgrim. They've published Peace Pilgrim's compact 32-page booklet, Steps Toward Inner Peace, in 28 languages, including Tamil, Croatian, and Arabic. A biography and collection of her writings, compiled by 5 friends, and videos of her talks and about her life are also available from the group. Since 2008, the centennial of her birth, Friends of Peace Pilgrim and local supporters have sponsored an annual peace celebration in her birthplace, of Egg Harbor City, New Jersey. Peace Pilgrim is not the only person who's walked for years for peace. Jean Béliveau, a Canadian, has walked since 2000 on what he calls a worldwide walk for peace and children through 6 continents. He's scheduled to conclude his walk on October 16, 2011, at his home in Montreal, after over 11 years on the road. Would you have the courage to divest yourself of all your possessions for a good cause? How do you feel about people who walk long distances for something they believe in? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping a lot more people will, like Peace Pilgrim, begin to march to a different drummer.